time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, indeed, it is Friday afternoon. Yeah, it is Friday afternoon already, and it's 1:17. Hey, and our clock is fixed. The only thing is, the time reads perfect. That's the National Bureau of Standards time, so it is right down to the second. However, it also says January 1st. No, it says January 21st in the year 1809. And it's Saturday and 70.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's okay. That's in here. But it's 1:17:24. That's the time. All right. So that's all that's necessary. I need the accurate time, and we got it. So that's taken care of. Now, today I'm going to give away, should you have the right answer to my questions, I'll put you in a bucket here for a drawing coming up on the 10th, I believe it is, for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, we'll be doing, you know, giving Weasel tomorrow. He'll be giving away tickets. And that should be an interesting show, starting at 7:15 tomorrow, running till 10 with the Weasel. Okay, and we give away these, or your chance to for the drawing on the, I believe, the 10th, sometime around there. I get my information. Oh, okay. I'm looking elsewhere. River Valley, ain't we got fun? Monday, May the 6th. River Valley High School Auditorium, no admission. Uh-huh. Well, getting back to the giveaway, if you can answer my questions correctly today, I will put you in this bucket, and we're going to make a drawing in another week or so for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, these tickets are not cheapos. You know, they don't give away tickets all the time to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, it costs. I was there once, but I was on a tour, so it didn't cost me. And so already we've got, oodles and oodles of people signed up to be in the drawing. Okay, so what questions am I going to ask today? Oh, by the way, I just dialed up the weather, and let me see here. Okay. Oh, boy. I'm looking here at the radar weather, and let me see here, and I'll move it around a little bit. We should be getting some pretty heavy rain right now, and it's all moving to the north and northeast. So that's happening right now. More rain, as if we needed more rain, but we have no choice. And what worries me are the farmers, the agricultural people, cannot plant corn or soybeans in a muddy field, of course. Now, I predict that a lot of soybeans will be planted by aerial, by air, out of, what normally you'd have a plane flying sprays of a certain kind. This time, a lot of these planes will be used to put soybeans on the ground. But we can't do the same with corn. I wish we could. 7403-839-44 is our number to call. And, yeah, I'm looking at the radar now, and there's plenty of rain all around here. Oh, my goodness. But that's the way it is. One of the wettest springs you will ever find. And, of course, without having, and I've got records for probably 20 years, I'm almost afraid to look at them, thinking maybe this is the wettest year in a long, long, long time. Okay. So my first question today is this, and it's an easy one, perhaps. Our number is 7403-39944. My first question is a product slogan which is current. And most of you might know this. If I told you to go out and buy a product with the title Quicker Picker Upper, what would you be looking for? The Quicker Picker Upper. That's right. Quicker Picker Upper. Three words. That's in a slogan for this particular product. What is it? The Quicker Picker Upper. 7403-39944 can answer that. I'll write your name down and throw you in the bucket. And then we'll have that drawing, coming up on the week or so. Here we go. Okay, what is your answer? Do you have an answer, caller? Okay, are you there?
Yes, is it the Brawny paper towel?
What brand of paper towel?
Brawny.
No, it's another, it's a paper towel, but a different brand.
Okay.
All right, call back. 7403-839-4040. 740. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, is that Bounty?
Let me see. Yes, it is Bounty. Right, okay. And what is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Oh, Brenda, okay. All right, well, good luck, Brenda. I'm throwing you in the bucket here, if that's okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Brenda Griffith, yeah. Okay, there she goes. Okay, let me cross that off. Now, here's this one. The next one might be a little harder. Now, you'll have to have some years on you. I don't know if this... I'm looking for a soap product, a laundry soap product that was so famous years ago. Oh, my goodness. It's a product that, and half the people on earth, I think, used it. And, in fact, it was so popular that another competitor came out and named their soap reverse of the popular one. Yeah, that's right. But it didn't last long. But the original did. Now, the original started with the letter D. Can you name that laundry detergent that was so popular? Oh, here we go. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. What's your answer? Are you there? Okay. The laundry detergent that was so popular over the years. Oh, my goodness. It became a household word. What's the name of it? I don't know if it's still made. I don't do the soap shopping in our family. And so I don't know if it's still on the market, but I never see it advertised, so maybe it's not. It is three letters is all. Started with the letter D. Okay, here we go. Yes, what's your answer?
Yeah, Drift.
What?
Drift?
Drift?
Uh-huh.
No, that's
uh-huh.
not the one.
Oh, okay.
But, okay. I might say, good answer, but it wasn't a good answer. It's a three-letter word, a three-letter product name, starting with the letter D. No, I know there was a Drift. D-R-E-F-T. Here we go. I bet this is a winner. Okay, what do you think? Caller, go ahead. Are you there? Well, okay, I see a number here. Maybe I'll call that number back one of these days. Okay. Oh, let me see. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, was it Dial?
Dial? No, it wasn't Dial. No.
D-O-W?
D-O-W? No, it wasn't Dial. No.
Okay.
You're getting closer, though. 740-333-9944. Oh, wait till you hear the answer. You'll say, well, why didn't I know that? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It was so popular. And it was advertised on radio and the early years of television. All right. I bet this person knows. Good afternoon. Yes.
It does.
Does. Yes, it's
does.
Does.
We'll do it.
D-U-Z. Okay.
Yeah, and there was Zud.
Yeah, is Zud? That's right. Zud came out after that. Okay, what is your name? I'll put you in the drawing.
I can't. I'm not interested in it, Charlie. I just
okay.
Want to ask your question.
Okay, good enough. Does. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. That was the answer I was looking for. Does. Now, do you remember? Yeah, and at one time, the soap product came out called Zud, Z-U-D, because Does was so popular, they tried to take a bite into the popularity of Does. Okay, so now next is a shampoo that has a religious title. Well, you might say it's semi-religious. I'm trying to think. It was a liquid soap that has a name that you'll find in the Bible around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And here and there. Okay, 740-383-9944. Yes. Okay. And, okay, if you want to see Scott? Yeah, okay. So, what's the name of that shampoo that had had kind of a religious name, and it's associated with a lot with religion? What's the name of that shampoo? 740, and I think it's still around. Da 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 da. Does that sound familiar? Da 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 da. I can't sing, of course, but it gives you at least a little idea. The name of that shampoo. Here we go. This might be it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. You got it. Oh, my goodness. And what is your name?
Sharon Russell.
Okay, Sharon. I'll put you in the little bucket here.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, Sharon had it. Hello, everybody. Hello. Oh, my goodness. That was something. And I think you can probably still buy Halo, can't you? Yeah, cross that one off. Now, here's a good one. Let's go out and buy chewing gum. But this chewing gum I'm looking for now, the last name, it two names. The last name is Pepsin, P-E-P-S-I-N. What's the first name? The first name of a chewing gum who's two words, the last word being Pepsin. Pepsin being the flavoring, of course, but that was part of the brand name. It was blank Pepsin chewing gum. Okay, what was the first name? Yeah, I think it's still on the market, I would think. Okay, chewing gum. Out of two words, the second word is Pepsin. Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Phil Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll... WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., join us.
Okay. Now, one thing he didn't say, a rowboat of thoughts. Okay. Caller. Oh. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
What's a B-man's Pepsin?
B-man's Pepsin chewing gum. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Judy Summers.
Judy, okay. I'm throwing you in the bucket here.
Charlie, I have a question.
Yes.
Are you just allowed to answer that question one day or one
program? Oh, no, you can answer. I can put you in here 10 times a day if you want.
Not on your show, can I?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I thought it was just one a day you could...
No, this is different. Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you could call in on each person's show. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, yes. So we're going to get a big... container full of names here to draw from.
Oh, my. Well, then I'm out of luck.
Oh, well, no, not necessarily. I just put your name in the bucket.
I know, but it'll stay there. Okay, then.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. What else? Beeman's Pepsin chewing gum. You remember that? I can taste it right now. What other... chewing gum. I always liked Black Jack. Remember that? Because it tasted like licorice. Black Jack chewing gum. Oh, boy. Okay, now, here's an interesting question. This has to do with soap again. And the big question is, you know, Ivory soap floats. Yeah, they'll say 99.44% pure or whatever. And it floats. That was their phrase. Was it 99.4% pure and it floats? But why does it float? Now, that's the answer I'm looking for. Why does a bar of Ivory soap, why does it float? And it's a question having to do with mechanics, perhaps. Or the way the soap is made. 740-383-9944. Why does Ivory soap float? Oh, boy. 740-383-9944. Now, remember, I can put you in here as many times as you have correct answers. Okay, boy, we're going to get this all filled up. Yeah, we got a lot in there now. Okay, 1:36 is the time. Why does Ivory soap float? And it has to do with the manufacturing. Who makes Ivory soap? Of course, Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, is it because of the sodium in it?
No, it's not the sodium. No, thanks.
Oh.
Okay, it's not the sodium. But remember when Procter & Gamble brought about the soap operas? And they advertised on every one. That's how they got the name soap opera. Now, I bet the younger generation today would have no idea why they're called soap operas. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, it's got air bubbles in it.
Yes, air bubbles is correct. Yeah.
Hi, Charlie. The main reason I called, I wanted to mention, I read today in history that on this date in 2003, that the old man of the mountain fell off.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You talked about that before.
That's right. Because I had a tour up through New Hampshire, and the old man of the mountain, we stopped the bus, and people got out and took a look at it. And, of course, later on, like you said, it fell off.
2003.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, the old man of the mountain fell off the mountain. And he didn't drink anything either. The old man of the mountain was a rock. I mean, it was a rock ledge, you might say, on the edge of this mountain. And you could stop. They had a parking area along the highway. You could park your car or your bus and get out your cameras and take pictures of the old man of the mountain. But he ain't there anymore. Okay. Oh, 2003, my. All right, now, let's go to something you drink. Okay, now this is a soda pop. Now, in New England, they call it soda. You know, they're a little higher class. They call it soda. We call it pop. Because when you open the bottle, it kind of pops. But why would they call it soda in New England? Where did they get the name soda from? There, was it the material that goes into making the pop, the drink? Okay, so now here, there have been a lot of different. Now, my favorite is Moxie, M-O-X-I-E. Now, believe it or not, Moxie is, of course, a strange name to most people. Now, here in Marion, during the time of President Harding, Moxie was sold in Marion. There, and I've got a picture of the building on North Main Street that had a Moxie sign painted on it. It said M-O-X-I-E on the building on North Main Street in Marion. But now you can't find, now where I go to find Moxie is Cracker Barrel. They sell it. I think it's $1.49 a bottle. Moxie is so different because it tastes like a sweet medicine. It's kind of intriguing. You know, if you like something out of the ordinary, that's your drink. But now here, another thing. When Warren G. Harding died, of course, his vice president, Calvin Coolidge, was sworn in. And I've said this many times before, Calvin Coolidge from up in Plymouth, New Hampshire, loved Moxie. And before he was sworn in, Calvin said, I gotta have a bottle of Moxie first. Okay. And it tasted the same then as it does now. It once was sold as kind of almost like a medicine, an elixir. Now, what am I going to ask about? Oh, that wasn't my question. Well, here's a... Yeah, caller, go ahead.
Would you take an answer from James Holzhauer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought we were going to miss Jeopardy last night with the Blue Jackets.
Well, they they had so many protests, they had to make sure they got it on somewhere or another, so they put it on at 7:30.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I just wanted to call and let you know, I just came back from the Huber Museum.
Oh, did you see the tread?
The tread is out there.
Okay, is it outside or inside?
It's outside.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny because they had it wrapped in plastic so it wouldn't get rained on.
Oh, and it's already rusty.
It's been outside in the weather for so many years.
Yes.
In that. I met Ed Huber. And is it Ed or Don? I can't remember.
Ed.
Yeah. Met him, and I emailed you a picture I took of him, and I forget the other fellow's name.
Great.
And it's Saturday, May the 18th at 1 in the afternoon.
Right. From 1 till 4, I think, yeah. And they'll have
meditation.
Refreshments.
Pardon?
And they'll have refreshments.
I don't see that on this, but I know you read. You got the...
I got the membership card,
so, yeah. So at any rate, that's out there, and, you know, it's good. They've had that since December.
Really? That long?
Yeah. But he said it was an awful lot of red tape, paperwork, et cetera, et cetera.
No kidding? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm hoping he's going to call in. When I left, I said, hey, you guys got to call in and talk with Charlie.
Yeah.
He's on the air till 3 today.
Yeah.
And, hopefully they'll call in and give you really the nitty-gritty on the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. Well, that's good. And that all resulted from a conversation you and I had with a NASA official when he was down in Newark.
Yep, David DeFelice.
Yes, okay.
If I recall, the question to David DeFelice is, do you know that the space program, the Apollo series, et cetera, on up, can never get off the ground without the help of Marion.
Yes.
And then it dawned on him, the space crawler, and then that's when he said, hey, would you guys like to have a tread from the space crawler?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's up there, and hopefully people will be out on the 18th.
Yeah. And
what was it? They have it for 3 years.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, that particular tread, too, probably was on the crawler that boosted the moon rocket.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It's
probably
it's
off the first crawler, yeah.
Yeah, it's a used tread, so
yeah.
It very well could be.
I'm sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yep. So something to look forward to. Go out, visit the Huber Museum. They have a nice little display that they put together out there for the crawler, NASA, and everything else. So,
yeah, that's an interesting museum.
Yeah, the machines they have out there are they're unreal.
Yes, I guess so. Wow.
Yep. So anyway,
okay.
I will let you go and let people call in. Who knows, maybe James Holzhauer will call in.
Well, you never know.
Never know.
Very good.
Talk with you later.
Okay,
bye.
Terry. All right. Well, that's so nice to know they've had it since December. That's good. And, a part of Marion that was manufactured here came back on loan for a few years, and it's at the Huber Museum. Wow, okay. And it will show you how big that crawler would have been, or is. It's still there, of course. A tread that weighs 1 ton. Okay, it's 1:44 and a half right now. We're going to break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a soda pop. Not Moxie, but one that has a similar, different taste. Yeah. You know what that would be? Okay. And I'm going to ask you not about to name the soda pop, but, maybe I will. Well, we'll see. Hang in there. We'll be right back after these words from WWGH.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All 3 times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
And we are back once again and going to the soda pop. Okay. There was once a drink, a soft drink, of course, on the market, and it still is. But I don't know if still they have on the bottle the hours that you're to drink this pop. Now, originally it was 3 hours, three different hours. They suggested that you drink a bottle of this. Now, the flavor was a little different. But, well, I tell you, if you go to McDonald's, you can go to their multiple taps, and you'll see it there. But what's the name of it? It had listed right on the bottle. Well, I'll tell you what, 10, 2, and 4. What soda was that? That said you should drink it at 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and again at 4 in the afternoon. What was it? It's still on the market. But I don't know if the bottles still have 10, 2, and 4 printed on them. And originally, they might have even been stamped in the glass. Okay, what's the name of that soda pop? 740-383-9944, and here... I bet this is a winner. Yes, caller, go ahead.
That's Dr. Pepper.
Yes, Dr. Pepper. Hey. Can
you
I
know
put...
that there was only two beverages during World War II that the soldiers got?
Yes.
Was Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting. Wow. Okay. Well, I appreciate your... Do you want to be in the drawing? Okay. Well, thanks
just,
for telling us. Yeah.
I'm just answering your question.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was, in fact, the original formula of Dr. Pepper comes from Scotland.
Really?
And I had a friend at one time that he was of Scottish descent. And every year, a certain time of the year, I don't know when it was, whenever the Scottish celebrated, this family would send him this brew and shortbread cookies.
Wow.
And the brew tasted exactly like Dr. Pepper.
Well, now I understand the taste came from... Did the taste come from prunes?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think but I heard...
They would drink it heated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your input on that.
Alrighty.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. All right. I heard that the flavor in Dr. Pepper does come from prunes. Now, does that in your mind, can you picture what or figure how a prune tastes and relate it to Dr. Pepper? Okay. Well, that was good to hear. All right, let me cross that one off. Now I've got another question. I used to work for a newspaper in Marion. Among other things, I've done everything I... But I worked over 10 years, probably 15 years. I wrote a weekly column in a newspaper in Marion. But now when this newspaper first came out, it didn't have the title it did when I wrote for it. But it was the same company, of course. It was just a new title. And in fact, there were yellow boxes all over Marion County. And every week we would deliver this particular paper and put it in one of those yellow boxes. Now, what was the original name? Well, I'll tell you, the name was News Life. And that's not the original name, though. What was the original name of News Life? 7403839944. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Okay, not all together there. All right. Okay, give me another buzz. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Okay, that's our bashful caller. All right, the original name of News Life. And it was published in Marion, of course, about the 1970s. But I wrote for News Life for many years, over 10 years. And I really enjoyed that, writing a weekly column for News Life with, you know, stories about things that were happening in Marion. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Was it Consumer News?
Yes, it was Consumer News. Yes.
Yeah, I like to get that little paper.
Yeah, right. I wish we had something like that going today.
I know it. I don't know why the other one went out, because when I wanted to put, like, a picture in or something, they would charge maybe $25, and the star would want, like, a $90.
Yeah. It's all a matter of cost of production, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And they paid me for writing for it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'll put your name in for the drawing.
Okay. It's Judy Summers.
Judy. Okay. All right, Judy. Well, thanks for... I'm glad you could remember.
Well, I don't have good memory, but a lot of things... I thought I had a very poor memory, but it seems like I could guess some things.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. Judy Summers. All right. Now... I have and I'm using questions that I would have asked yesterday. I still have all of Fridays to go. Now, Carling's Beer used to sponsor the broadcast of the Cleveland Indians. And how do I know? Because before I was an announcer, I was an engineer. And I engineered the local broadcast of the Cleveland Indians. In fact, one of our employees, Jim Grainer, was part of the Jim Grainer and the Grainer and Dudley broadcast people that broadcast every single game of the Indians on the road and off the road. Jimmy Dudley and Jack Grainer. Okay, and Grainer was employed at WMRN at one time in Marion. And I've got his picture from a Christmas party. And the ironic thing is, Jim Grainer is holding up a carton of cigarettes and you know, kind of celebrating at this Christmas party the radio station had. And the ironic thing is, Jim Grainer, years later, died of lung cancer. That's right. But Jim Grainer and Jack, and Mr. Dudley, they were, you know, inseparable in broadcasting the Cleveland Indians. But Carling's was the sponsor. But now Carling's had two different brews they advertised. Can you tell me what they were? They had an ale and a beer. Can you describe them? Okay, and they were, you know, widely known. I mean, boy, Carling's blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. Are any old beer drinkers out there? I don't think you can buy Carling's anymore, can you? I don't think it's made. But at one time, it was the beer. Big time. Beer and ale. Well, what was the name of the ale and what was the name of the beer? Gotcha. Okay, we have about 4 minutes to go in this hour before we make our big break. And then when we come back, I'll have a lot of interesting questions for you once again. But can you tell me, what did Carling's... Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yes.
Was that Carling's Black Label?
Yeah, Black Label's one.
Yeah, I don't remember the ale, but I do the beer.
Okay, Red Cap Ale, remember? Carling's Red Cap Ale and Black Label Beer.
Yeah, because yeah. I drank a lot of Black Label.
Yes, okay. We all did it one time. Okay, let me put your name down here in the drawing.
Okay.
And what is it, Ralph?
Ralph, yeah.
Okay, Ralph Thacker. Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Charlie. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, there you have it. Carling's Red Cap Ale and Black Label Beer brings you the Cleveland Indians. Oh, boy, remember that. I do. You see, I was an engineer then, and I had to play the commercials. And the commercials were on 15-inch discs. And each disc had around 15 to 20 separate cuts on it. And the program log would say... which cut I was to use. Oh, boy. That was a long time ago. And that was back in the 50s. And we had not refrigeration, but air conditioning. And the studio was so hot because our transmitter was in the same room with us. And the transmitter emitted a lot of heat just like a furnace. And so we would go around... with wet towels around our necks for hours to combat the heat. But then, and I tell you how complicated it got. When we went on FM in 1953, well, wait a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mabel, Black Label.
That's right. Carling's Black Label beer.
I drank that as a high school senior.
Is that right?
That's right.
I bet a lot of seniors did.
We had a bunch of that when we used to go to the North Drive-In Theater for the Clint Eastwood Marathon.
No kidding.
Yep. Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah. Don't you wonder whatever happened to Carling's?
Well, I'm looking at it on Wikipedia or online here. In the early 80s, it became the UK's most popular beer brand.
Really?
But I haven't. It was founded in 1840 in London, Canada.
Wow.
And I haven't found, I haven't delved that far in to see what its demise was.
Yeah, that'd be
so
interesting.
Anyway, that's the story.
Okay. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Carling's Red Cap Ale and Black Label Beer. Wow. That was a whole different era. But when you listen to the Cleveland Indians broadcast, and they were the sponsors. But like I say, each disc had so many cuts on it, and so you had to get, we called it queuing up. We put the arm down on a particular cut and queued it up. We ran it forward until we heard modulation and backed it up a little bit. And then we, as engineers, we ran AM and FM at the same time. And if we were on AM, right in the middle of a break, and they broke on the FM side, you about tore your hair out. Now what do we do? Because if you went over and started up the turntable on FM...
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams...
Okay, well, let's. Here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies.